Good afternoon.
各位下午好。
Over the past months, we've looked at four successive commands concerning God's word in Paul's second letter to Timothy.
在过去的几个月里，我们就保罗给提摩太的第二封信查看了四个有关真道的连续教导。
We come now to the fifth and final command in this series.
现在我们来看这一系列中第五个，也是最后一个教导。
This command is a high point in the letter.
这个教导是这封信中的一个制高点。
The opening verse of chapter 4 attests to that.
而第四章里的其他经文也证明了这一看法。
Paul has told Timothy to guard the word.
保罗告诉提摩太要持守真道。
To entrust the word to others.
要将其交托与人。
To handle the word correctly.
并要正确分解真道。
To continue in the word himself.
自己也要坚定在真道里。
Now he tells Timothy to proclaim the word.
现在他告诉提摩太务要传道。
Christians today need to hear and heed this command as much as did Timothy.
而今天的基督徒也要像提摩太一样仔细聆听和认真考虑这个命令。
Proclaim the word.
那就是务要传道。
What do we hear in many churches?
然而我们在许多教会里听见的是什么呢？
We hear neither the word nor a proclamation.
所听的既非真道，也非福音。
The preacher doesn't preach.
讲员没有在传讲。
He gives talks.
而只是谈论。
He shares.
在做分享。
They share their thoughts, but seldom the word of God.
他们分享自己的想法，而非神的道。
They offer psychological helps, but not the word of God.
他们提供心理学上的帮助，而非神的道。
They share perspectives on culture and politics and the world situation, but don't proclaim God's word.
他们分享文化的、政治的和世界形势的观点，而非传扬神的道。
And the problem exists not just in the pulpit.
这个问题不仅仅出现在教会的讲台上。
It has spread throughout Christian ministries.
也广泛渗透到了基督教的事工中。
I recently received a short missions magazine.
最近我收到一本短宣杂志。
The lead article reported on a particular ministry in Africa.
头条文章报道了一个在非洲的特别事工。
The author praised the schooling being given to children.
作者赞美了这项事工使那里的孩子受到了教育。
He noted the helpful tutoring being done.
也指出了教师所做的贡献。
The team was providing health care.
此外，这个团队还提供医疗保健。
And yes, worship services were provided for those who wished to attend.
是的，主日崇拜也向那些愿意来参加的人开放。
But he said nothing about the gospel.
但他对福音只字未提。
He said nothing about whether the Bible was taught.
对圣经教导也闭口不说。
Yet he considered it all very successful.
而他却认为所做的这一切都非常成功。
Most of the other articles, except one, were similar.
绝大多数其他文章也持相似观点。
Should we be concerned?
那我们应该引起注意吗？
Are not such efforts good?
难道为此所做的努力不好吗？
Well, yes, they are good.
他们当然是好的。
But when we have failed to obey the central commands of God's word, we are disobedient.
但当我们不顺从真理的中心教导时，就是悖逆。
When we have failed to proclaim the word, we have not been good stewards.
若我们不传扬真道，就不是好管家。
Three questions will challenge you and test your perspective on this command.
有三个问题会挑战并检验你对这项教导的看法。
It will help you see its importance and centrality.
这也将帮助你明白它的重要性及所占的核心地位。
First, how serious did Paul consider this command?
一，保罗是怎样严肃看待这项教导呢？
Second, what exactly should Timothy or any man of God be doing?
二，提摩太或神的子民应当怎样正确地执行呢？
And third, why should you be personally concerned?
三，为什么你需要对此关注？
We see the seriousness of this command in verse 1.
在第一节里，我们看见了这项教导的严肃性。
No other command in the series is preceded by such a lengthy and weighty introduction.
在这一系列的教导里，没有一个享有如此重要的前期介绍。
Paul gave this command, first of all, as a charge to Timothy.
保罗首先将这个教导作为一项任务交付给提摩太。
Look at verse 1.
请看第一节。
I give you this charge.
我吩咐你。
This adds a serious solemnness to the command.
这个词使这项教导显得郑重其事。
The word is used in cases when taking an oath.
这个词用在人们起誓的时候。
It's used when calling upon a witness to speak the truth in court.
当法庭传唤证人作证时也会用到。
This is more than begging or asking.
这个词的语气比恳求或请求更强烈。
It takes the command and moves it to a higher level.
他只担负起命令并将其升华至更高层次。
Second, Paul gives this charge in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus.
第二，保罗是在神和耶稣基督面前交托了任务。
As in taking an oath, there are witnesses.
就像发誓时总会有见证人在一旁一样。
These are divine witnesses, God the Father and God the Son.
天父和圣子都是尊荣的见证者。
As divine witnesses, they know the heart.
尊荣的见证者监察人心。
They knew Paul's heart.
他们明白保罗的心思。
They knew Paul's intents and motives.
晓得保罗的目的和动机。
By charging in their presence, he calls upon God, Father and Son, to judge if this charge is as serious as he claims.
通过在他们面前交托任务，保罗呼唤天父、圣子来查验这项任务是否如他所宣称的那样重要。
They also knew Timothy's heart.
同时他们也晓得提摩太的心思意念。
Timothy's response dare not be superficial.
知道他的回应不会流于表面形式。
They could judge any hypocrisy.
他们能够判断任何的伪善。
They could discern doubts and fears.
能够洞察一切疑惑和惧怕。
God would also hold Paul and Timothy accountable.
当然神也会对保罗和提摩太负责的。
Timothy could not say that he did not know his responsibility.
而提摩太对他自己的责任也一清二楚。
God knew what Timothy knew.
神了解提摩太。
There is no hiding from God.
神洞悉一切。
But God is also able to help.
但神也提供帮助。
The role of father and son as witnesses was not a neutral role.
圣父圣子并非充当无所作为的见证人的角色。
By the grace that is in Christ Jesus, Timothy could do that to which he was called.
借着在基督里的恩典，提摩太可以做成呼召他要做的工。
Paul thirdly gave this charge in light of Christ's role as judge of the living and the dead.
第三，保罗在基督的光照中交托了任务。而基督就是审判活人死人的主。
He charged Timothy in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead.
他嘱咐提摩太说，要在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前。
Faithful proclamation of the word of God is a matter of life and death.
忠实传扬神的道是生死攸关的事。
The response.To God's word will determine eternal life or eternal separation.
对神话语的回应将决定是得永生还是永死。
There is salvation in no other name than Jesus Christ.
唯有靠耶稣基督的名才能得救。
We proclaim the word knowing that a person's response matters.
我们传道的人晓得人的回应是多么的关键。
Rejecting the gospel means eternal separation from God.
拒绝福音意味着与神永远的隔绝。
All judgment is given to Jesus.
约翰福音五章二十二节说道，审判的事全交于子。
Believers will be judged separately from unbelievers.
信徒和非信徒将分开审判。
But all will be judged.
但所有的人都会受审判。
The works of believers will be judged by Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ.
信徒所做的工将在基督的审判台前受检验。
Non-believers will be judged at the Great White Throne Judgment.
而非信徒则在神白色大宝座前受审判。
The works of believers will be judged.
信徒生前所做的工将被检验。
They will receive reward or loss accordingly.
获得赏赐或受亏损。
Non-believers will be punished according to their works, but cast into hell because they did not believe and their names were not written in the book of life.
而非信徒则根据他们的所作所为受刑罚，也因为他们的不幸和名字被记录在生命册上而被丢进地狱。
Unbelievers need to hear the word, the gospel proclaimed.
不信之人需要聆听真道和福音。
Believers who have the word need to proclaim it.
而拥有真道的信徒则需传道。
But believers also need to hear the word to grow and be pleasing to God.
但同时信徒也要借着听道在灵里成长，蒙神喜悦。
Jesus will one day return.
耶稣有一天会再来。
Paul charges Timothy in accord with the appearing of Jesus Christ.
保罗在耶稣基督的显现中嘱咐提摩太。
Jesus will appear again.
耶稣将再次显现。
And we will stand before him.
而我们将会站在他面前。
How will we feel then?
我们会有何感受呢？
Will we be ashamed or not?
会羞愧难当吗？
If we have the word and have not obeyed it, we will be ashamed.
如果我们有神的话语却没有遵守，就会羞愧难当。
If we have not proclaimed it as we should, we will be ashamed.
如果我们没有传扬我们当传的，也会羞愧难当。
So Paul charges Timothy to proclaim it in view of Christ's appearing.
所以保罗嘱咐提摩太，凭着基督的显现，务要传道。
There's a final mark of seriousness in verse 1.
这是第一节里最后一个阐明任务重要性的标记。
Paul gives his charge to Timothy in view of Christ's kingdom.
保罗凭着神的国度将任务交付于提摩太。
Christ's kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness.
基督的国度是公义的国度。
That was the background for the message of John the Baptist.
这也是施洗约翰传道时的背景信息。
Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
他说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The unsaved need to hear the gospel.
被得救之人需要听福音。
Without the righteousness of Christ, they cannot enter the kingdom.
没有基督的公义，他们就不能进入神的国度。
The child of God should conform to the character of God.
而神的儿女应当有神的样式。
Otherwise, we grieve the Spirit of God who's in us.
否则我们就使在我们里面的圣灵担忧了。
Christ's kingdom is coming soon.
天国近了。
There's a need to be ready.
必须有所预备。
The word needs to be proclaimed urgently.
当务之急是传道。
It's a serious task.
这是个重要任务。
So Paul charges Timothy, proclaim the word.
因此保罗嘱咐提摩太，务要传道。
In light of the seriousness of Paul's charge, the next question gains importance.
鉴于保罗郑重的命令，下个提问就显为重要了。
What exactly should Timothy or any man of God be doing?
提摩太或任何一个神的子民应当怎样正确地执行呢？
Although this letter was written to Timothy, Paul's charge finds greater application.
虽然这封信是写给提摩太的，但保罗的命令可被广泛应用。
It's of special interest to anyone who regularly teaches.
对从事圣经教导的人尤为重要。
But it's true for all who have received the word.
但对所有已接受真道的人也一样。
Remember the parable of the talents.
请回忆才干的比喻。
Some were given more than others.
一些人比别人所得更多。
Each were judged according to what they had received.
根据所得，每个人都被检验。
You may have received less than someone else.
可能你得到的不如其他人多。
But you are still responsible to be a good steward of what you have.
但仍有责任成为一个好管家。
What exactly does Paul expect of Timothy and of us?
而保罗对提摩太和我们的期待不也一样吗？
Paul explains the task, the preparation for it, or readiness for it, the goal and the method.
保罗解释了任务、目的、方式以及应做的准备。
The task is found in the first phrase of verse 2.
这个任务出现在第一段的第二节里。
It's the command which we've been considering.
它是我们需要认真关注的教导。
Proclaim the word.
就是传道。
Paul's been writing about the word throughout the letter.
保罗在整封信里都提到了真道这个词。
Even in this context, it has various names.
甚至在上下文里它也有不同名称。
He calls it sound doctrine in verse 3.
四章三节中他称其为纯正的教导。
It is the truth in verse 4.
四章四节中称其为真理。
It's the gospel.
一章八节、十节、十一节、二章八节称其为福音。
In speaking with the Ephesian elders, Paul called it the whole counsel or will of God.
保罗在对以弗所长老的讲论中称其为神的旨意。
We have it as the Bible, the written word of God.
而这就是我们今天所拥有的圣经，神的话语。
Paul commands Timothy, proclaim the word.
保罗命令提摩太要宣扬正道。
Some English translations, like the New International Version, have preach the word.
在一些翻译里，如新国际版译成传讲。
Is there a difference there in Chinese between Mandarin between preach and proclaim?
Pretty same.
Okay. Although I like the word preach, it may not communicate well.
虽然我喜欢传讲这个词，但它不能很好地表达真意。
And proclaim perhaps is less confusing.
而用宣扬则更清晰。
Paul's not restricting himself to our perception of a preacher.
保罗并未把自己限制在我们对传道人的狭隘理解中。
The word means to herald a message.
这个词只宣布一条信息。
It's to announce a message.
通告一个消息。
It's used of those who shout it, public announcements in the streets.
它通常被那些在街上大声宣读通告的人使用。
When you proclaim a message, you are not inventing it.
当你传扬一条消息时，并不表示你就是消息的编撰者。
You've been given the message.
别人给了你消息。
You then announce it to others.
然后你就向其他人发布。
We have been given the word of God.
神给了我们他的道。
We are to proclaim it to others.
我们就向别人宣布。
We have been given the gospel.
神给了我们福音。
We are to announce good news to others.
我们就将这美好的信息通告别人。
Proclaiming a message is not dialoguing about opinions.
传达消息不是切磋观点。
If a messenger announced a message from the king, there was no dialogue.
如果一个使者传达国王的消息，去传就可以了。
There was no discussion to modify it.
无需讨论，无需修改。
You might want more explanation.
你可能想要更多的解释。
But you couldn't change it.
但你不能改变它的原意。
We are to proclaim what God has said.
我们传扬的是神的话语。
We are to announce what our Heavenly Father has said.
我们宣布的是天父所言的。
And this requires that we know it.
这就要求我们要明白它，也要理解它。
You need also to understand it.
I'm sorry, I'm speeding.
Okay.
也要理解它。
Proclaim the word.
务要传道。
I like the illustration by one preacher.
我喜欢一个传道人举的例子。
He likened our task to that of a waiter in a restaurant.
他把我们的任务比作饭店招待。
We are not the cooks.
我们不是厨师。
We don't prepare the food.
我们无需准备食物。
Our task is to get it to the table quickly and in an appropriate manner.
我们的任务就是把饭菜以一种迅速合宜的方式端到桌上。
A second command follows the first.
第二个教导紧接第一个。
It indicates that we must be prepared.
它表明我们必须做预备。
Stand ready.
随时准备。
Be prepared in season or out of season.
不管得时不得时。
Be ready to proclaim the word, whether it is convenient for you or not.
做好传道的准备，不管你是不是方便。
The illustration of the restaurant waiter can be used again.
可以再用一次饭店接待的例子。
Both the customer and the restaurant owner.Expects the waiter to serve the food when it's ready.
顾客和老板都期望招待及时提供服务。
It's not dependent upon the convenience of the waiter.
这不取决于招待是不是得空。
He cannot delay to make a personal phone call or read a paper.
不能因为煲电话或读报而耽搁做工。
Similarly, you need to be ready at any time to proclaim God's word.
同样的，你必须随时准备好去传扬神的道。
Of course, a waiter might not like having his personal phone call interrupted.
当然，那个招待或许不乐意他的电话被打断。
He might slap the plate down on the table.
他可能会把盆子啪地放在桌上。
He might talk gruffly.
也可能语气粗暴。
But that does not serve the owner's goal of providing a pleasant dining experience.
这样他就无法达到老板的目标，那就是给顾客提供愉悦的就餐经历。
We also have a goal for proclaiming the word.
我们也有一个目标，就是传道。
It's not merely proclamation for the sake of preaching.
不仅仅是为了传。
We aim for life change in people.
我们的目标是带给人生命的改变。
Paul explained this to the Colossians.
保罗就这一点向哥罗西教会的人做过解释。
We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧，劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。哥罗西书一章二十八节。
Note that last phrase.
请注意最后一句。
So that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
Paul proclaimed Christ with the goal of bringing people to spiritual maturity.
保罗传扬基督的目的是带领人走向灵里的成熟。
To Timothy, Paul explained that he needed to correct, rebuke, and exhort.
基于这一点，保罗向提摩太解释道，他需要给人教训、责备和警戒。
This means pointing to what is wrong and saying so.
这意味着指明错误并勇于说出。
It means warning about the consequences of being wrong.
意味着对行恶所产生的后果给予警告。
And it means urging to do what is right.
也意味着竭力行善。
Paul does this in his other letters.
保罗在其他书信里也讲明了这一点。
He corrects and urges to live right.
他要人弃恶从善。
Don't lie, but tell the truth.
以弗所书四章二十五节写道，要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话。
Don't steal, but work and give to the needy.
以弗所书四章二十八节，不要再偷，总要劳力并分给缺乏的。
Don't tear people down with your words, but build them up.
以弗所书四章二十九节，污秽的言语不可出口，总要随时说造就人的好话。
The goal is to see lives changed.
总之，目标就是要看到生命的改变。
Therefore, we use the word of God to point out what is wrong and how to live right.
因此，我们要借着神的道指明错误，并行在义中。
Well, change is seldom easy.
改变绝非易事。
We tend to resist change.
我们对此产生抵触。
And we seldom like being wrong.
我们不喜欢被人挑错。
Learning new patterns is challenging.
而学习全新的方式是场挑战。
Therefore, it's also important that we proclaim the word with proper consideration.
所以温柔的传道也很重要。
Proper consideration means, first of all, with great patience.
合宜的温柔首先是指百般的忍耐。
Paul seems to communicate here his understanding of the challenge in seeking change.
保罗似乎向人传递了他对追求改变这一挑战的理解。
We need great patience.
那就是我们需要百般的忍耐。
People will seem not to understand.
人们会不想去了解。
They will resist change.
会对变化产生抵触。
They will struggle to maintain change.
会很难适应。
Your responsibility is to be patient with them.
而你的责任就是要耐心对待他们。
Do not get angry or say unkind things or give up.
不恼怒，不说严厉的话，不轻易放弃。
Proper consideration of people also means carefully instructing.
温柔的人也只给予谨慎教训的人。
Proclaim the word with great patience and careful instruction.
经上说，用百般的忍耐和各样的教训来传道。
There are times when people just do not understand.
人们常常不能理解真道。
They need more explanation.
他们需要更多的解释。
Therefore, we must give careful instruction.
所以我们务必给予谨慎的教训。
Timothy, any Bible teacher, any believer has a responsibility.
提摩太，任何圣经教师或任何信徒都有这份责任。
If you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, you have received at least enough of the Word of God to get that far.
如果你在基督耶稣里是真信徒，你就会对真道有足够的认识，从而做成传道的工。
We all are responsible to proclaim it.
我们都有传道的责任。
You are always to be ready.
要常做准备。
You proclaim it because you want to see others mature in Christ.
你传道是因为想看到其他人在基督里变得成全完备。
You therefore also need to be patient and careful with your instruction.
所以你也需要忍耐和给人谨慎的教训。
Paul was greatly concerned that Timothy proclaimed the word.
保罗极其关注提摩太对真道的传扬。
His charge in verse 1 demonstrated that concern.
他在第一节里的命令可以显明这一点。
But we can also ask why he was so concerned.
但我们也会问他为什么那么关注呢？
And then we can ask why we should be concerned.
然后我们就能问自己为什么我们也当如此行。
Two reasons stand out in verses 3 through 8.
有两个原因在3到8节中显现出来。
First, the world and some professing believers will try to stop you.
一，世界和假信徒会试图阻拦你。
Look at verse 3.
请看第三节。
The time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理。
Now remember that sound doctrine is healthy teaching.
请记住，纯正的道理就是合宜的教训。
It's teaching that is good for you.
这是与你有益的教训。
It's good for your spiritual health.
对你的属灵健康大有裨益。
Logically, we would think that people would want teaching that's good for them.
从逻辑上讲，我们会认为人总想得着与己有益的教导。
But we see the illogic of people even in their eating habits.
但从人们的饮食习惯上，却可以看出人们的逻辑混乱。
People often choose food that's bad for them.
人们常常选择垃圾食品。
They don't want good food.
不吃健康食品。
It's even more tragic when people don't want sound or healthy teaching.
而当人们不想听正确合宜的教训时，就更悲剧。
Instead, they will gather around themselves teachers who say the pleasant things they want to hear.
相反，他们将为自己增添好些师傅，师傅们只说这些人想听的东西。
People will choose teachers who say what they, the people, want to hear.
人们会选择那些善于投其所好的师傅。
People will purposefully shut their ears to the truth.
人们故意掩耳不听真道。
They would rather listen to fiction.
而更愿意听虚渺的言语。
Now this puts pressure on those trying to proclaim the truth.
这就使那些传讲真道的人倍感压力。
It can cause temptations or a wrong focus.
这种现象会引发诱惑或错误的焦点。
Now a teacher wants people to listen.
老师想要人来听课。
And a teacher will be tempted to change the message to get listeners.
老师会被引诱，以至于为了赢得听众而改变讲道内容。
So be aware of the attraction of popularity.
所以要小心对待公众吸引力。
Fix your mind on the truth and on pleasing God and not on people.
要全神贯注于真理，要取悦神而非人。
This is a difficult path to follow.
这是条艰难的路。
So Paul encouraged Timothy to endure hardship, verse 5.
因此保罗在第五节中会鼓励提摩太要忍受苦难。
Stay focused on the truth.
且在真理上站稳脚跟。
Paul also exhorts Timothy to do the work of an evangelist.
同时保罗也劝诫提摩太做传道的功夫。
Even as he fights to proclaim the word within the church, he should not neglect the lost.
即使当他在教会里为了传扬真道而浴血奋战时，也不应当忽视周围失丧的人。
You build up other believers with the word.
你用真道来建立其他信徒。
You proclaim the gospel to the lost.
也向失丧的传讲福音。
Conflict gets your attention.
冲突会抓住你的注意力。
It's easy to become focused on the battle and neglect other things.
容易被它吸引住而忽略了其他事。
Or we focus only on what interests us.
或者可以这么说，人只专注于有兴趣的事。
In so doing, you may neglect other important things.
如果你也是这样的话，就会忽略其他重要的事。
So Paul also encouraged Timothy to carry out all the duties of his ministry.
所以保罗鼓励提摩太要在方方面面尽职分。
Finally, Timothy should take this charge to heart because Paul would soon be dying.
最后，因为保罗提到他离世的日子近了，所以提摩太要将这个命令牢记于心。
Each new generation must step forward to do the work.
新一辈必须接过老一辈的旗帜。
Paul's absence would leave a void that needed to be filled.
保罗的离去会留下一个急需填补的空缺。
Timothy and others had to continue the work.
而提摩太和其他人则必须顶替上去。
But Paul's life and death were an example of worshipful service.
然而保罗的生和死都会成为敬虔侍奉的楷模。
In verse 6, Paul says that he was being poured out like a drink offering.
在第六节里，保罗说他正被浇奠。
The drink offering was an addition to other sacrifices or offerings.
奠祭是献祭者献给神的五种祭之外的祭。
In Romans 15:16, Paul wrote that his offering to God was the Gentile converts.
在罗马书十五章十六节里，保罗写道，他献给神的祭就是外邦人对神的信心。
To this, his death was added like a drink offering.
因此，他的死就另加为奠祭了。
In life and in death, Paul was an example to Timothy.
无论生还是死，保罗都是提摩太的榜样。
Paul anticipated a crown of righteousness.
保罗期待公义的冠冕。
It would be a reward, not of salvation, but a recognition of righteous living.
这是赏赐，但不是出于拯救，而是出于神对他公义生活的肯定。
That righteous living made it possible for Paul to look forward to Christ appearing, anticipating honor and not shame.
这样的公义生活使保罗可以存着尊崇而非羞愧的心，盼望基督的显现。
What is happening now and what will happen in the future should concern you.
你当关注现在及将来所要发生的。
Don't be one of those who only listens to the things that please you.
不要只听自己喜欢的。
Don't be one of those who only says the things which people want to hear.
也不要只讲别人想听的。
Be alert to the pressures.
对来自人的压力保持警醒。
Remember Christ and his return.
牢记基督和他的再来。
Is the word of God something that you are ready to proclaim to others?
你做好传道的准备了吗？
The attitude in today's culture will generally try to persuade you otherwise.
否则当今的文化会试图说服你与其同流合污。
Tolerance of other beliefs will argue that you be quiet.
对其他宗教的容忍表示你在真道的维护上无所作为。
The false idea that truth is relative will argue that you be quiet.
对真理是相对的这个不正确观点的沉默表示你在真道的维护上无所作为。
The refusal to accept absolutes will argue that you be quiet.
拒绝接受真理的绝对性也表示你在真道的维护上无所作为。
But don't let others argue you out of it.
不要被别人说服。
Proclamation presumes that there is a correct message which is absolutely and unchangeably true.
传道意味着所传的是绝对正确、完全真实的信息。
You need conviction of what you believe.
你要对信仰深信不疑。
Continue in what you have become convinced of.
要保持信心。
You must yourself be persuaded before you will proclaim.
在传讲前必须对自己所讲的没有疑惑。
Study God's word.
学习真道。
Heed his word.
思考真道。
Be a doer of the word.
实践真道。
And proclaim God's word.
传扬真道。
Announce what he has said to others.
告知别人神的话语。
The lost need to hear the truth to come to a right relationship with God.
失丧的人需要聆听真理，从而进入与神的美好关系中。
Believers need to hear the truth to grow spiritually and receive honor from God.
信徒也需要聆听真理，从而在灵里成长壮大，并领受来自神的荣耀。
You need to speak God's word to one another and to the lost world around you.
你们要向周围的人和堕落的世界传讲神的道。
Amen.
Sorry, I'm sorry.